Max Inc. Radio. We are local music that is Vacant Church. And their brand new song, Sorry Bones. And in the studio with us right now is Glenn and Mike from Vacant Church. Gentlemen, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Cheers. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So I think, Glenn, that third microphone is not working. The guest three is not programmed in my board and just, not there. So please share a microphone.
Yeah,
so
you guys will have to share.
I apologize.
I think they like each other. I mean, so far we're all getting along well in here, Jimmy. So it's good.
So
good.
When I was surfing around for new music this week, I was on Bandcamp and I came across Vacant Church.
Nice job.
It seemed pretty cool. So I listened to a couple of the songs on there and I got to tell you, I was really impressed. And Mike, I'm going to toss this question to you. What I really liked about it was the mix of pop with instrumental, but a little rocky as well.
Yeah.
Talk about who Vacant Church is.
Sure. Yeah. So what I sort of started doing is sort of just writing songs on the acoustic guitar. I met Glenn via Craigslist, as it happens sometimes, you know. Put a couple songs up and sort of just talked about starting a band and used some words like folk, psych, pop, rock, threw those out there.
Yeah.
So Glenn and I started talking. Glenn's a bassist and he produced the album also. So we talked a bit about, mixing up sort of like, you know, folk instrumentation with digital beats, marrying those two things. And then also, you know, we have a live drummer too that's on the album, but it's a mix of a few different worlds there.
It's a very unique sound.
It is.
And
I agree.
Terry, it was like, it's almost something like that I feel like hasn't been done, or at least something I haven't.
You know,
heard
that's
before.
What I was thinking when I was listening to it, and I said to the guys, because you know this was their first chance to hear their new music on the radio, so we're all listening, we're all kind of grooving to it, and I said, you guys, this is cool and it sounds different. Yeah, as the producer, Glenn, is that kind of something you were going for, or is that just naturally what happened when you guys got together?
I think it was very natural. I used to play in bands around Madison for a long time, but I'm from Venezuela, so you notice an accent, that's what
it's beautiful.
And I used to play in bands around, but more like Latin influence bands or world music, world beat and stuff like that. And I always wanted to play something, but I grew up in Venezuela, but listening to rock music and pop and electronic music. And then I was interested in bringing those elements, like mixing everything together.
Yeah.
And they're very subtle in here. But as a producer, I was like, how we can take the singer-songwriter approach and marry it with these kind of rhythms coming from all the diaspora. You know, like there is a little bit of reggae hidden in there, the basses. So, but it's kind of a crossover, but it's very subtle. You know,
yeah.
I wanted to respect the vision of Mike with the songs that I'm all. More singer-songwriter approach to that.
This is just that kind of music you can take out on your deck and just chill and enjoy on a nice fall day, you know? Thanks, you guys. Such good stuff. I see here, I bet this is a question from Rocker. The church is vacant. Go ahead, Rocker.
The church is vacant. I want to know what happened to the congregation. Tell us about your band name.
Yeah, sure. it's funny because, it can mean many things I've thought about, but there's two different things. The main thing being sort of just, as a country, we have a lot of vacant churches in our country, in general. I love large open spaces for contemplation. These things are empty. It's also about like sort of, bringing a new group of people together, over like a shared common sort of the music, sharing in the music, sharing in something that you're all there to do together. And then there's just this idea of large open spaces where you can sort of contemplate, be with people towards some commonality.
Awesome. And the debut CD, Vacant Church, the album is being released this Friday at the Harmony Bar here in Madison. Talk about the CD release show. Who are you all playing with? And what should people expect when they come in?
Sure. So we're playing with the Lonesome Cobras, and they play a brand of like Americana. There's a fiddle in the group. There's a stand-up bass. They harmonize. So yeah, there'll be some warm tones coming from the Lonesome Cobras. That's going to start at 9 o'clock.
It's a great name.
Yeah, that's a great name too. Yeah,
Lonesome Cobras.
So they'll play. They'll play. Then we'll play. We'll have our CDs there. I think we'll have some T-shirts. That's you know. But yeah, and it'll be in the back room there at Harmony. Yeah, and hopefully it'll just be like a warm good night with good people, good music. You know. Yeah.
I like that.
And. Something that I wanted to add also is like this, the songs when they go live, they have a little bit of a different, depending on the song, you may get a little bit a different feeling, right? Because, when we created this, again, like we were very driven by electronic rhythms, and then a drummer came, and some of the songs have both because they were so great, together. But live, I think there is another kind of spirit to the songs, right? It's when we got another guitar player and another drummer. So there is a little bit of changing the songs a little bit and getting the vibe, you know, that we feel live. So come and check us out. I think it's going to be fun.
Jimmy, I was chatting with them for a bit, and as we were listening to their song, I want to just quickly ask you, because I was pretty amazed to find out how you all found each other, got together. And yes, it was during the pandemic. And I just find this so interesting that new bands were still born during that time. Tell me a little bit more about what we were sharing earlier.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I had just moved to Madison.
Yeah.
You know, coming from Milwaukee. And so I was looking for a band, you know, start a band. And of course, didn't know how that would go. But anyways, Glenn and I just sort of got on the Zoom chat, found what we had in common, found a project, right? So I shared some songs with him, and he heard a few different things in that first song sort of I sent over. And he's like, okay, I'm going to work on a rhythm. You know, I'm going to work on a bass line, right? So he shared that with me. And then I sort of just played over that rhythm that he sort of created. And that's sort of how it started. And then we were just talking over Zoom, going back and forth. Do you like this? Yeah. And we'd figure it out. We'd come to something we both dug. Yeah.
That's got to take a lot of trust, since you really didn't know each other.
They just met.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Because many bands often start as, you know, groups of friends.
Right.
Like, hey, you know.
And in person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn and Mike from Vacant Church is with us. The CD release show is at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's on Atwood Avenue, in case you didn't know.
Here in Madison.
What is that? Friday, October 8th. So it's coming up next week. Is that right? You got the right date?
I think it's the 7th. It'll be Friday night.
7th. Friday night the 7th. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yep, we had the wrong date on there. hey, congratulations on the new album. Congratulations on the CD release.
Yes, you guys.
Super excited for you.
Yeah, well,
thanks so much.
We're excited for you.
We're going to play the title track to the album, Stabilizer, here. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, I mean, that song is very interesting, because that's one that kind of reflects that what we're saying. Like, Mike started that song with an electronic beat just to get us going and showing us the song. But it was so cool, and so, for me, in my opinion, the beat was so different that we said, oh, we have to keep this. And exactly. That beat that is standing right there. So and there is a drummer on the top of that rhythm. And one thing interesting, should I keep talking or yeah?
Well, let's hear the song here.
Okay, there you go.
We'll share this something interesting with y'all later. Hey, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stabilizer. This is Vacant Church on Max Inc. Radio. Vacant Church, brand new music there from Vacant Church. Not yet, Jimmy's. Not yet. Stabilizer. All right, hey Glenn, you had that interesting fact about Stabilizer.
Yeah. Well, just quickly here. So it turns out that there is this guy called Michael Brower, and he used to work in Electric Lady. I think he's doing his thing alone now, but which is a famous studio in New York, one of the landmarks of
the Electric Lady. Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So he he mixed two of my favorite albums, the way they sound. Like, one is the Parachute Coldplay, like the first one.
Yeah.
And the other one is a local band called, I call it Fox.
Yes.
P-H-O-X.
Yes.
And, you know, with Monica Martin, and she was in town the other day, too. I went to see her. But amazing album. And I just contacted him and told him, hey, you know, I have this band that we're studying, and I love your albums. They are, like, in my top 10. And then he say, okay, yeah, I like it too. I can mix one song. So sometimes I do work for unsigned bands, and then he did it. So it was kind of out of nowhere.
Worth a shout out to him. That and congrats awesome. To you guys for hooking up with him.
No doubt. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate
thanks
you.
Thanks again for having
Bacon
us.
Church, everybody.
Yeah. Coming up next hour, spaceship.tv. We're going to talk with Dustin and Kat about that. Let's do the Jimmys right now to close out the hour. Megan Owens just around the corner, too. AC Nothing Yet, the Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.